city boy, but I never saw that even around in Ohio. Piling up.
Well, they probably didn't to have the surplus corn to use.
They don't grow so much corn as they do here. Well, you, if you have a fence, every so often you have to have a post. And you might say there are big fence, you might have 100, same word, 100.
Posts?
Just want to get plural. They never use stones or rocks for fences here.
Not through here.
Kansas does that, Missouri.
Did in Ohio too.
Yeah, I don't imagine you'd ever had a tool that you went out into the field and piled rocks up on and pulled them.
No, but I've seen them, a stone boat.
I used to ride on my grandfather's. I didn't go to the country very often, but when I did, that was one of the things I always made it a point to do, ride on the stone boat. If they did have a stone wall someplace around here, you'd be apt to call it a stone wall or a rock fence or a rock wall or...
It'd like to be a stone wall. If it's walled up, laid on top of one another.
That'd be loose?
I could break the bricks. That'd be a stone wall.
Mortared together, then?
It's just piled up anyway. It's a stone fence.
That stone fence would be with loose stone.
Yes, yes.
Stone wall would be mortar. Some people would take the egg away from the hen and put something else in place of it.
It's parsley. Parsley and egg. Full level hen.
And they ever make it, before they had the porcelain, they had some other kind?
I used to have some white doorknobs.
You heard that. Were there really white doorknobs, I think?
Yeah,
we used to have white china doorknobs.
Stick those doorknobs on the door, the plaster Paris inside of the hole that's in the knob. Mm-hmm. Have it full and stick it on and let it set before you use it to stay.
And if you had some water and you wanted to carry it, you'd probably carry the water in a
pail or a bucket?
Is there any difference between a wooden one and a metal one, or would you call them pail?
Well, that's usually
either one.
It's a pail or a bucket.
And you put garbage in a garbage?
Garbage can.
Can, you wouldn't say bucket. You fry eggs in a
skillet.
And you used to cook up soap or apple butter maybe in a great big
kettle.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you go out and back, you have some flowers growing. And if you want them inside, and you go out and do what to the flowers? You go out and
you pick them?
Fall of the year, you go out and prune them off and pick them, bring them in. That is,
some people say they pluck the flowers, and some would say they cut the flowers. Pick probably what you...
Oh, I see what you mean. Those would be cut.
To bring them inside, you know,
yeah.
Gladiolus.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them in a pretty...
Vase. We don't call them vases.
I don't either.
That don't sound right.
And after a meal, the wife says to the husband, I must...
Clear off the table or do the dishes.
You would say wash for me or do the dishes?
I probably, either way, just whatever happened to.
After the wife gets the soap on the dishes, then she has to,
rinse.
Rinse or scald them?
Yeah. I call it rinse, she says. Rinse, I guess rinse is...
Well, I did not. I said rinse.
Rinse. She rinses.